Guys, I had Jeanne Amlor here. She is amazing. She is truly an inspiring powerhouse. Now, she has built a multi-seven-figure online business as a business coach. And she went from being completely in debt to being this multi-seven-figure online business coach that you need to listen to. She leaves so much wisdom on here. So if you're somebody who is struggling with building a business, building a multi-seven-figure business, and you don't know how to do this, and you don't know how to do organic marketing, this is the woman for you, because she does all organic marketing. This is how she finds all of her clients, okay? And she has high-ticket clients that hire her via organic. Like she does, she's not paying for ads or anything like that. So you have got to pause and listen to this episode, because she leaves a lot of wisdom on the table. And I want you to be able to consume what she's left on this table. All right, I'm going to shut up. You can go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am so blessed, right? Because I get to meet amazing people. And today I have someone who's amazing, and you're going to love her. You know what I love? I love people that show up and then show you how to show up. And that's who she is. And today I wanted to really talk to all of you who are out here who are constantly pouring into the Straight Talk community. So what's up, Straight Talkers? I have over 120,000 downloads. The podcast keeps growing and you guys keep showing up, and I'm so grateful for that. And today I want to welcome this amazing, inspirational powerhouse, okay? Jeanne Amlor, and she's a business strategist and a multi-seven-figure online business coach. Y'all heard me right, with a story that will blow you away. Now, just 5 years ago at like 54, Jean was a single mom, deep in debt, with a vision to change her life. Now, she jumped online with no ads and she scaled this business to 1 million in 17 months. Now, the reason I want her here is because she is now helping hundreds of other entrepreneurs worldwide reach and fulfill their full potential. Now, we need people like this, right, y'all? We need people that are going to come out here and show you how exactly you can get out of your own way. And maybe you having some self-doubt yourself. You're starting something. You don't know how to grow it. I know I've been there, and this is the person for you, okay? She is on a mission to help people move from scarcity to abundance, all right? Using her hard-earned wisdom to empower and really help you build thriving businesses. So, Jeanne, I am so excited you're here. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. What an intro. You're such a pro.
I try to be. I really enjoy these kind of conversations, Jeanne, because I know the people that listen to the show are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, a lot of coaches, things like that. People who are trying to just really build a business and impact the world, you know? And so I'm grateful for you taking the time to be here. I know you got an exciting trip coming up, but you took the time and I'm super grateful. So I really wanted to start by getting to know you a little bit. So I'm always curious about who are you? So Jeanne, who are you?
Goodness, which side of me? You know, it's funny. When I was an actress, they'd say, just be yourself. And I remember thinking, which one? Right. They used to joke about that. Which, be yourself, which one? We're all like schizophrenic. And we have all these personalities now. Wait, are you talking about?
True.
Yeah, no, I think it was actually when they used to say that, it was very philosophical. Because I remember I'd think, okay, who am I and who are we? You know, and they didn't expect, you know, the actors to be thinking that. But I started thinking, oh, okay, it was a problem. So I feel we all have many, many sides. And I feel that, you know, when you can be the same person more or less everywhere, we all change a little bit with different people, then you're truly authentic. When you are the same with the people, you know, that at your church, as the same as your clients. And of course, you're talking about different things. But I feel like, this is my philosophy, we want to make who we are as homogeneous as possible all around. Yeah. That's what I think. So who am I? Well, I'm a mom. I have two daughters. I am somebody that I was just thinking this morning, I've been through a lot, you know, I haven't been through as much as some people, but I've been through a lot of different lives, good and bad. neutral, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. I've lived in many different countries. I've tried a lot of different things. It was funny because a few months ago, I was talking to one of my old friends. I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. She said, oh my goodness. She said, you just keep reinventing yourself. I said, do I? She goes, well, so yeah. Good. She said, you're the person that I've known in my life. You're the one that has reinvented herself the most. I said, really? She goes, yeah, look at us. We're all living in the same houses, or we moved once. And, you know, some of us have maybe switched what we're doing once. She said, well, look at what you've done. You've switched countries, what you do, like just nonstop.
I love it. I love it.
It's my personality. I'm not afraid of change.
Isn't that, that's really powerful though, isn't it? Because when you're not afraid of change, because life is always changing, it's forever changing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's good that you're not afraid of change, or you constantly would be stuck. Right.
Well, I love change. To me, death is things being the same exact. I mean, yes, you want some stability sometimes, but I love moving into a new place. It's like, oh, a new place is that new place smell. You know, I don't want to move all the time because then it's just unstable. Right.
Right.
But I'm
right.
not afraid of moving. And I think that it's because life changes on a molecular level every single day, lots of stuff happening on a molecular level. There is change. If we don't embrace it, we're just in denial that there is change. People go same, same. Every time somebody says, oh, same, same, I'm like, nope, not same. You're degenerating, you know? And I actually, weird. Yeah. I'm thinking, nope, not same, same. You're aging. You're either getting healthier or unhealthier, right?
So true.
You're either making more money or less money. You're either stuck, and that means stuck. That means you are actually going backwards because nothing is stuck. Nothing's stable. So all of this, I think these thoughts when people say same, same, I'm like, no, 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 not same, same, backwards.
So true. Oh right? My gosh. Yes. That's so deep too, because you're right. I mean, I find myself sometimes when I get in a perpetual circle, I'm always like, oh, same old, same old. Mm. And then I'm like, well, actually yesterday was a different day than today. You've already aged another 24 hours. Like, you're absolutely right. I think we should think about life like that more often because it's it'll keep us moving. Yeah, exactly.
Also, your kids are not same, same. They're getting older. It's not the same, same.
Yes.
Right? So if you have children around you, you're watching how things are not the same.
Right.
Because they're getting older, they're changing. It's like, well, there's evidence. And if you don't have children, I think it's harder to notice that.
Yeah. You know, when I was reading your bio and I just introduced you about, you know, really being in this place at one point of debt, right? Of being a single mom and being in debt. And then shifting that to the million-dollar business that you now have. Mm-hmm. And I'm just... What was that mindset shift for you? I mean, because you said your friend said you're always, ever changing. So I was just wondering, what was that, you know, those moments for you? And then how did you shift that, right? What were the daily maybe practices? What did you create to start having transformation?
Okay. Honestly, we all have to have the come home moment. Like, you've got to look at what's actually going in your life and really face it and not be in denial. It wasn't working. I was really not happy. I was, you know, being there for my kids, but I was just full of anxiety. When you know that you can do better and have more potential, it's not just about making money. It is, what am I doing with my life? I'm supposed to kind of somewhere be a high achiever. I was sort of a low achiever in some ways in my life and a high achiever in others, you know, because I was a starving artist for years. So I wasn't like on that track of, I was not that person. Okay.
Right.
I was like a layabout, just like exploring Paris and, you know, teaching English. And so I had years where I was not a very driven, I was driven in certain ways, like to get part-time work and to try to get roles and, you know, acting, but I was not money motivated at all. That happened after I had kids. I was like, well, I guess I got to make some money now, especially because I'm now a solo parent. Well, that's a come home moment. Girlfriend, you got to be serious now and not say things like money doesn't matter because it matters. Okay. Right. It does matter. But I did have my long period of not caring at all about money, except to how was I going to get the money to get on a plane to go traveling somewhere. So, and I was very frugal. I didn't care. I would buy secondhand clothes. I did not care. Okay. Right. I'm still not caught up in stuff. I buy wardrobe for my job. Mm-hmm. I buy clothes to look a certain way professional. Okay. But most of the time I'm just in t-shirts and old, you know, Bermuda shorts at home.
Right.
So, you know, so when you make money when you're older, it's different than when you're younger. You don't go nuts. You're just like, oh, that's great. Now I do want to make more money because I want to help more people. I want to make $100 million. Not for me. I don't need $100 million. We're good. Right?
Right, right.
I want to
help
more people. So now, so let's get back to the mindset. You asked a question, I digress.
Yeah.
So the mindset was this. I woke up one morning 5 years ago and I just thought, oh my gosh, I have this anxiety, like I literally was having anxiety, like almost anxiety attacks in my heart. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not working. I'm 54 years old. And a thought in my head said, if not now, when?
When?
And I thought, that's sobering because it's not like I'm 30. I'm 54. Right. I have two daughters that are going to discover that I'm a failure at some point. They hadn't discovered it because credit, and we had a nice place to live, and I never talked about not affording stuff because I was never going to do that to them. I just budgeted, but I was in deep debt. And I just thought, I got to do something now because I'm not getting any younger because things are not same. They're back.
Right.
And I just thought, okay, I need to get online. I was going to do that years earlier, but then some big thing happened, disruption in our lives. I called a divorce. And so I couldn't get online, just dealing with that. And then I thought, you know, we moved to a new city and I spent 2 years doing my networking stuff and it didn't work like in New York City. And I thought, this is never going to work.
Mm.
Classic case of a good product, but not the right people to sell it to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I thought, okay, this is not going to work. I need to stop doing what's not working because that's what I coach my clients on. Stop doing what's not working. I thought, okay, this is going to be hard because a huge learning curve because I am not in social media. I had no following, no nothing. And I thought I'm going to get online and I'm going to figure this out because this is the only way. I realized the only way is for me to get online and I'm going to figure this out. So I plunked down $10,000 more on 3 different credit cards. So the mindset right there, that's it right there. And people don't want to listen to that part.
Right.
Repeat that part. I plunked down $10,000 more on 3 different credit cards because I knew I needed to do this. I didn't go, I did not go, oh, you know, I'm already in debt. I'm in debt. No. That was the problem.
Right.
So I needed to fix that. And saying I'm in debt and I'm going to fix, clearly I couldn't figure it out myself or I would have.
Right.
So when I hear people go, oh, I'm just going to figure it out. So that's the part that people do not listen to. And it's the most important part of my story. Why?
Right.
The mindset of stopping the excuses of, oh, I got to look at my finances. Oh, I'm already in debt. That's the problem. I got to get myself out of debt and I got to invest more to get the knowledge to then get tools to get out of debt.
Right. Right.
A smart person understands when they're in a corner and they need to double down. Because there's no way you're going to figure out getting out of that corner without the help of other people. So,
right.
But people don't seem to listen to that part of my story so much. They kind of gloss over it because they don't want to address that in themselves. The fact is, if you are in debt and it is not working and it's been a while, there's no way you're going to figure that out on your own. Get help. So I did. And I knew the program that I plunked down 10K for wasn't great. And I still paid them 10K. Do you know why? Nothing's perfect. And I thought, well, they're here now. I spoke with a woman that was in there. She goes, it's not a great program because I think you would thrive in it because of your personality. And I said, also because I'm desperate. She goes, yeah, that helps too. I said, so you're telling me, a broke single mom with 2 kids, that I should plunk down 10K? She goes, yes, I am saying that. I said, okay, I'll do it. I was warned. And I thought, that's okay. Nothing's perfect. We're always trying to find a perfect solution. Guess what?
Right.
Doesn't exist.
Right.
Because I'm a reasonable person and I am realistic and not living in la la land.
Right.
Okay. I know nothing's perfect.
Right. Right.
But I know it's not going to be perfect. So what do? I'm going to make the best of this program because it was right in front of me and I think it's the right thing to do because for some reason it's here. It was a terrible program. They were shut down by the FTC. Didn't matter.
Oh my
God. I thrived in a terrible program. Why? Because more mindset.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the best of this and I'm going to figure out what I can get. They didn't help much, but the environment was good. The other people helped me in the community. And then that was the goal for me. I thought, there it is. They're all helping me because they were like, let's help this woman. She doesn't know anything about online business. So, but I was a beast and I worked so hard because I thought this, has to work because it's another 10K. And it's not like, oh, now I'm going to do another. I thought this first program, I need to make it work. Not them, me.
Yep.
I, on my own volition, made it a success. Everybody else failed in there. Like every single person except for maybe a few. They're like, how are you doing? And I started helping my community in there, showing them what I was doing. So what I figured out was organic social media marketing. Okay. I went in there thinking they were going to teach me ads. Even 5 years ago, ads were not working already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So 5 years, people still think they're going to just plug in ads. They don't work. Stop it. They won't work. I tested ads to the tune of 90K over the last 5 years, all sorts of ads. They don't work. I tried. So now I can tell people, do you have 90K to test? Like, no, no. So now people listen more because it's good. Because now they can say, well, you're right. I'm not going to put that much time, effort, and money into it. And also, I'm a little bit known. And it still didn't work. So anyway, I figured out after 2 weeks, I thought, this is not going to work. These ads things are not going to work. And I told them that. And they said, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, you're right. They won't work. I said, oh, okay. Yet I paid you 10K. So what do we do here?
Right.
They said, yeah, you got to do organic marketing. I said, is that like carrots? I didn't know what organic marketing was. And I joked. And they said, no, not like carrots. I said, well, what do I do? There's no training. They said, go talk to people online.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to be the best talker to people online you've ever seen. And I figured it out. And then on the eighth week, I figured it out. My kids and I danced around the house bawling because they saw how hard I worked.
I love that.
And we were all just, yay. And I said, I had a eureka moment. And I thought, this is it. This is the offer that I can help a lot of people with. I've got it. It's not like I'm the only person that's done organic marketing, but somehow I figured it out better than a lot of people. And I have my own system.
That's so good.
Yeah. So then I just started getting a bunch of clients and I got to $1 million revenues in 17 months on my own. Not a team, not a nothing, my own. And of course I had one other coach, but I mean the sales part and all that. I did it all myself. I had a VA for a few hours here and there for doing, you know, tech stuff and, you know, a few things. There you go. So
that's so good. That's so good. And not easy. And the reason I say not easy is because if you don't have the strategy, it's really not easy, right? No. You have to like know how to do it. Yes. And you know, that's, so you've helped now nearly 500 businesses thrive online.
Over.
Yes. Oh, wow. Over. Okay. Over. Yes. So what are you seeing in these people? Like, what are the top, like, let's give it the top three success, like traits that you're seeing in these entrepreneurs who break through to that next level, right? I know one is the mindset, right? To like think differently about investing in yourself. I'm sure that's one of the ones, but what are the top three success traits that you're finding in these entrepreneurs who want to break through?
It's stop babying yourself, for goodness sake. Stop the babying. I just say it as it is at Straight Talks. I'm glad I'm on this podcast because I'm not going to put any sugar on this. You know, there's so much babying of oneself, like enabling and it's not aligned. And it's just a bunch of fearful excuses. And when we get real about our own stuff, when we get real that we're just babying, and I got real with myself. I thought, you got to get online and you got to do whatever it takes right now. So it wasn't easy and it's not easy, but guess what? It's not easy failing every day of your life. That's choose your hard.
Choose
to do the hard work and get over it and then, nirvana. Or choose your hard, because there's nothing worse than those years of my life where I was not happy, anxious, not living my truth. When I think back to moments, and I can do it right now, sitting in parks where my kids were playing and just like, trying to enjoy the moment, all the holidays that I passed where I was giving my kids nice Christmas and everything, but like, what am I doing? Just, I can bring that up in a second. And I would do anything to fix that sooner. To not go through all those Christmases where I was like, couldn't get clients because, you know, there's no clients offline, you know, online, you can get clients right up to Christmas Day, you know, but not having a plan and what am I doing with my life and how am I going to support these children and also fulfillment, you know, fulfillment was not big. It was more like just pay the bills and not be a failure, you know?
Right.
The higher you get, then it's more like what's going to bring joy into my life. Mm-hmm. What do I want? Now I'm at a higher level. I got investments going. I mean, you know, my mentor for investments, he goes, Sean, you could quit working now. He goes, we got enough to just keep building this. I was like, really? So now what did that do? That was awesome. Why am I doing this? Because I want to. Because I love helping people. I love helping people to thrive. And I have another mission that's a 40-year mission to help as many people on this earth to thrive from this day till I'm 99 years old. So that's going to take different iterations. But really, what are the three things? Number one, stop babying yourself and see the writing on the wall. It's not working. Freaking get help and pay for it. And stop being so cheap with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They pay. I see people pay for vacations, new cars, more clothes, all sorts of stuff, new television, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't invest in themselves and what's their actual investment that will be a cash cow of cash flow. There's something wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're more worried about buying a $5,000 Louis Vuitton purse. I kid you not. I was in a sales call with a woman and she had spent $5,000 on a purse. A purse, a handbag.
No, thank you.
But would not invest in her coaching. And she said she was highly motivated to put her kid through college. Couldn't. She goes, I know it's messed up, but I can't do it. I said, you just spent $5,000 on a handbag. She goes, yes, but I know it's in my closet. I said, yeah, it's in your closet. Are you ever going to wear it? She goes, probably not. Maybe once.
Oh my.
This is broken. And she said, I know that's messed up. What is that? Fear so much. Fear of actually even trying. You know?
Right.
So it is that lucid come home moment, okay? Where it's like, come on, baby, come home and let's look at the facts here. Let's do a real deep dive. What is going on in my life? Is it working? Nope, clearly not working. Do I need help? Yep, I do. Mm-hmm. You need to pay people for whatever that is you need help with.
Mm-hmm.
Just invest. That's all.
And I want to shift that into what it is you do, right? Because I want those who are listening to understand, because I know that people are stuck. I have conversations all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I know that sometimes, I mean, John, the truth is that there's a lot of information out there that's not true, right?
It's true. Yeah.
It's so that, you know, makes people like, I've spent like $15,000 on a same thing as you, a program that just did not work. Right.
Of course.
And you know, I had to like kind of glean the little pieces I could off of it, you know, to build what I have. So talk to me about what you do with people. Like, I want people who are listening that may be looking for someone to work with right now to expand what they're doing. Talk to me about what it is you do. What does that look like?
Okay. First, I just want to validate what you said, because that's important. There are a lot of bad, not just coaches, a lot of bad service providers I was, maybe last year was the worst year, or this year and last year, the worst year for me hiring. I'm not complaining. I'm just being real.
Yeah.
The worst year and a half, I guess, of hiring people, high ticket services where they do not deliver at all.
Yeah. 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 That happened at to me all. Too.
It is shocking. And I finally realized hardly any of these service providers, like digital marketers, people that are saying they're going to do on done for you. I test a lot of those to see if they're valid so I can then tell my clients about them. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of money on R&D, research and development. The $90K in the ads was research and development. Maybe I will find some ads that work for my clients. Nope, none of them work. Google, YouTube, Instagram, some of them got clients, but it was so much extra work.
Right.
I could have just done my organic marketing, not paid for the digital marketer, not paid for the ads, and made more money. Make sense? And less time. So I want to validate. Yes, there are bad everything. There's bad accountants. I had the worst accountant. I had the worst nightmarish accountant. I just found a new one. Can you imagine having a high end, the worst, psychopath, sociopath, horrible accountant. I kid you not. Horrible traumatic experience for me. And I'm just like, what the heck? It's it is hard to get good help.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
That doesn't mean you don't get help. That doesn't mean I found another accountant finally. That doesn't mean I go, well, I'm gonna do my own accounting. No, I'm not.
Right. Okay. Right.
I'm gonna do my own bookkeeping. No, I did that for years. Don't want to, that was just so hard for me. And when I finally got a professional bookkeeper a few years ago, it was like, oh, thank goodness. I hate doing taxes.
Right, so, me too.
So did I say, oh, I'm just going to do it myself because that was the worst accountant ever? No. I said, wow, that was a bad experience. Now I got to find a better accountant. Get it? So that's it. That was a bad experience. Now I got to find a better coach. That was a bad experience. Now I got to find a better bookkeeper. I've had strings of bad bookkeepers and a couple really bad accountants now. Two disasters. Okay. Most people on this earth just don't do a good job. That's a fact. I figured that out. You assume they're going to do a good job. They won't. Goes for coaching as well. So I just wanted to validate that. Okay. However, that does not mean you don't get help.
That's like saying,
oh, I found a bad plumber, so I'm going to do the plumbing myself. Nope. You got to keep trying to find a good plumber.
You might go through five. The problem still has to get fixed. The plumbing still has to get fixed.
Don't give up and don't get all victim-y, because this is the deal. It's an investment. I invest now. I lost lots of money in investments. Some of them do well. Okay. However, we all know in investing that if seven of your investments work out, you're a master investor.
Right, right.
So have you hired 10 coaches? No. You hired one and it didn't work out. Go hire a few more and see what your ratio is.
I'm serious.
And get the best that you can out of it. But this whole thing of, oh, I hired something, that's amateur. It's an investment. And you always do learn something. And if you make it that you take the responsibility on yourself, which I always do when I hire somebody, if it's like coaching or something, I always say, well, I'm going to make sure that I get what I want out of this and not lay back and say, okay, you're going to like massage my feet for me. No, it does not work. And that is one of the mindsets I was going to tell you, is we take full ownership of everything we do and not just give our lives away and our power away because a coach, you don't give your power away to a coach. You work with them. And that's the other thing. So what do I help people with? We help people. I have a coaching business. I have other coaches and it's really dialed in. 5 years. Okay. My coaches stay forever. We work so well. It's seamless. Harmony, which is really important to me in a business.
Yeah, it is.
Very important. I don't want anxiety in my life. I want to help people have a great harmonious relationship with my clients, help them make money and have a nice life and serve. I don't want problems at all. So we help coaches and consultants to get more high ticket clients online without ads. That's literally what we do. Soup to nuts. Right. Offer, avatar, light branding, messaging, content, lead generation, sales process. That's it. That's all you need. That is all you need.
That's so good. That's simple. So good. Yeah. If you don't mind, I want you to just give us a little bit about what organic marketing actually really means.
Okay.
Right? Because I've had people say, oh, it's organic marketing, and then you're paying for ads. So can you just, So just give us a little bit of that.
Okay. Anything that is paid is not organic. That's paid advertising, i.e. hashtag not organic. Okay.
Right.
So somebody says we're going to do organic. No. And then sometimes they do a hybrid where it's like the ads and then they do so, but it's still not organic if you're paying for the ad. Okay. So organic is actually emailing a list is organic. Mm-hmm. Unless you're paying an email marketer, then it's not organic because you paid for a service. That is not organic marketing. That's now become a paid service. Okay. So organic social media marketing means I'm not paying for ads. That means me, with my content, with my messaging, I'm getting those people into my funnel, organic funnel, whether that's to get them on a call or to have them join a webinar or something like that. But no ads. Anything where there's not ads involved is organic.
Okay.
A podcast is also organic.
Yeah. I love that. I wanted you to explain that because people mix the two. You know, like they'll say it's organic marketing, but this is what the ads cost. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
No.
I'm glad you explained that. So give us an example of maybe in your experience too, as you was building your business, what did you find to be one of the key successes in organic marketing for yourself? Like what did you find was like the one you go to the most or the one you rely on the most?
Okay. So this is the deal. I do all sorts of testing and isolation of tests.
Yeah.
Okay. And I isolated when I got on LinkedIn years ago. I thought, I'm not going to put content at all. I did this on IG as well. Okay. Because I was already an expert at Facebook and I'd done the whole content, everything there. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get clients with no content. I'm just going to prime my say what I do on the profile. I was getting clients with no content. The content was like from years ago. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And I had a team member that, and he goes, you got to put content. I said, I'm testing something. Just me talking to people got me clients. There's so no good. Higher value mm-hmm. than communicating with other people, mm-hmm. whether it's in person. The highest resonance is meeting somebody in person. Highest resonance of conversion because they see you, they're there. Second is video. Third is actually just the voice. Fourth is just text. Okay, so that's the highest amount. That's the level mm-hmm. of resonance. Nothing mm-hmm. better than meeting somebody on in person, but that's broken because yeah. I used to do that. And I said, I'm better in person. People say that to me. I'm like, oh, that's what I used to say because I didn't know how to get online. So I just kept saying, I'm better in person. Of course we are. I was better.
Yeah.
how many times can you be out every day at networking events nonstop? Exhausting yeah. and very small amount of people. And you have to talk to a bunch. You have to kiss a lot of frogs. Okay. Just
yeah.
a bunch of people just to chat. I hated that. Like, oh. So the highest resonance is talking to people.
Yeah.
Getting to know them and having some sort of conversation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's the mm-hmm. highest resonance of everything.
I love it's that.
Not getting likes yeah. and impressions.
Well, I mean, we're missing the human connection, right? Now that right. everything is online. So mm-hmm. I think people appreciate that, especially if you're talking to the right people, your right person.
That's the important
right?
part.
That's the yeah. important part. Yeah. yeah. I mean, when I first started, I didn't know who the heck I was talking to. So I was right. wasting a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. No, meetings. You have to be targeted. Yeah. I mean, we yeah. help you be targeted. We don't want to waste yeah. your time.
Right.
But it's all good. But because mm-hmm. I did that isolation test, I know that the conversations worked better than anything else.
Right.
It all works
right.
together. The mm-hmm. content's important and it works, but you said to pull out the one, that's the one, human conversation.
So if someone is listening right now, because I get a lot of listeners, so people are listening right now and they want to know what that looks like. Is that a program that you have that is a year, 6 months, 2 years, 3 months? Do you do it that way or do you do it based on what they need or how do you
We
do
have
that?
A 12-week program in a year.
Okay.
And believe it or not, more people than ever now in this last 6 months are coming in to do a whole year with us than yeah. ever before, regardless yeah. of the elections that were coming up, regardless of everything. They understand this woman has done this. I want her to follow in her footsteps and I'm going to need more than 12 weeks to build because right. they want to make a bigger business. Now everybody wants to get to $1 million. There's nothing wrong with that. I totally want to show people everything that I do, like back right. end, all sorts of stuff. We don't hide anything. I'm extremely right. transparent. And I'm right. also doing exactly what I'm telling. I'm still practicing
right.
what I teach my clients. It's completely aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not over here just running ads while I'm teaching them organic. I did test right. ads. They didn't work, but I was always doing organic and now it's pure organic. No ads yeah. at all.
Wow. That's so yeah. awesome. I love that. Well, I love your podcast, by the way.
Oh, great.
I listen to it often. You have amazing people on there and oh. you're a great interviewer because you pull out all the great stuff. So, you know, kudos to you on that. I love that podcast.
Thank you. Right? It's Business Wealth Impact for anybody. Yep.
Business Wealth Impact. They better pick that up because that is such a good podcast. All right. So Gene, I know that I told you 30 minutes. I already kept you over, but I would love for you to tell those who are listening. Now, do you work with, this is a good question. Do you work with both men and women or any women? Yeah. How do you do that? Is it both?
Of yeah. course. I love okay. men and women. And sometimes there's more men in my program and sometimes yeah. there's more women. And at the moment it's about half and half. I think that the energy of men and women it together is amazing. Like it really is. I didn't ever go for an all woman thing. I love women, but I just feel the world is full of men and women. So yeah. I want my program to be a reflection of that. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, so. No, it does. It does. And something I've been considering because I'm getting more and more men in my atmosphere and I'm like, oh, I really talk to women mostly or yeah. mainly, but yeah. more men are like, well, I could use that information. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, let's help the men. I'm all for it. I'm about helping people. That's what I'm about. Helping people. I don't look at things that way at all. It's there's a human being and I'm going to help them. That's it. That's how I see it.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love what you're doing and what you're putting out in the world. And I love that you really mastered the organic piece, because it's not as easy as people think it is, right? I mean, having conversations, sometimes people get afraid of having conversations or reaching out to someone or any of those kind of things. So I love that you're putting that into place for them.
That's right. That's it's really about mastering a simple thing. It's not about going and doing a million shiny objects, not well. You know that thing of, I'm going to do this. They do it for 10 minutes. It's not well done. Then they find another one. It's about doing, it's like playing piano. You cannot be good at piano or sports or any musical instrument or anything unless you put the reps in. And when you get, and you realize it's the same thing and I'm learning it and it's just like simple, but I'm good at it now, instead of that awful feeling we have when we know we're giving up because we're scared of putting in the reps or scared of talking to people. If you want to make $1 billion, get over the fear of talking to other people. There's money on that table, right?
I tell you what, whoever wants to work with you better know you're a straight shooter. That's for sure. I freaking love that.
We are straight shooters.
Yeah, I love that. I love it.
People come in and they're like, you're actually like really, you know, nicer. You didn't not seem nice, but you know, no, we, the whole thing is, believe it or not, my Facebook group, the private working group, that is based enough, you know, all of our coaches were all on board. That is a place of love and support. Yeah, that's what it is. Sometimes loving people is not, you know, telling them the truth in a nice way. Right.
That's it. Yeah. So how do people get in contact with you now? Because they've been listening. I know they fell in love because I'm in love. So just how do people get in contact you to maybe get on a call with you or speak with you about, you know, joining the program, things like that?
Sure. So if you go to jeanomelore.com/reviews/ bunch of testimonials, you can book a call there. Also, I'm all over social media, Jeanne Omelore. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, jeanomelore@gmail.com if you want to email me. Very accessible.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for like taking the time to come out here. I know you're probably going out today to go shopping and all that for all that great trip that you're having. But I'm really grateful, Jeanne, that you came on here. I really am. And I'm grateful that you spoke to my audience. I have really great people that listen to the show. And I've had people who have listened to the show, who I've worked with people who have been on the show. Mm. And I'm really, really grateful that you're here. So thank you for taking this time. I appreciate you. I really do.
Oh, well, you've been an amazing host. You're very professional and you did drag the good questions out of me. And I'm grateful that I was on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much. I told you, right? I know, you're in love. I get it. But I will make sure to list all of her information below because I really want you to connect with her. And especially for those of you who have been trying everything, you know, ads and trying to grow and trying to reach the right people. Maybe you don't know how to do that. Well, I think this is the woman for you. And I want to make sure that I give you everything you need to get in contact with her. Okay, so I love you so much, guys. Thank you for like, sharing, subscribing. You know the drill. Until next time.